As Samoans grieve for the loss of relatives and friends, efforts are beginning along the affected coastline to pick up the pieces. Attention is turning to disease prevention and the ongoing problems that will affect the well-being of the Samoan people. Dr. Morgan Tuimalii-Lifano is a senior lecturer in the School of Social Sciences at the University of the South Pacific. He says that previous experience tells us that the recovery will be a long process.
In the 1990 and 1991 cyclones, there was also devastating natural disasters that hit Samoa, and that took a year, over a year for the country to recover.
Ron Duncan, Emeritus Professor in the Crawford School of Economics and Government at the ANU.
Given that I think it's the Asian Development Bank has estimated that something like 20% of the population of Samoa, of 180,000 people, has been affected, then we'll probably see a short-term, and by that I mean 1 to 2 years, loss of economic output, say something like 6 to 10%. These are sort of numbers that we see when in the past with large natural disasters such as cyclones.
The tsunami comes at a time when the economies of Samoa and American Samoa were already suffering significant economic problems.
There are some manufacturing industries, but they're very few, and the major one, the Yasaki Wiring Company, which services the car industry in Australia and New Zealand, that was wound back a few years ago. The employment rate for that that company, the largest outside government, that has fallen already.
And in American Samoa, a big tuna cannery was closing its stores just at the time when the tsunami hit.
As you know, the major sources are tourism and remittances, as well as aid. I think aid, there's a tremendous outpouring from both inside and outside. But the immediate revenue earners, like tourism, that, of course, is now down. Massive withdrawal of bookings.
Much tourism infrastructure remains unaffected, so this will continue to be a significant part of the Samoan economy as the reconstruction proceeds. A massive effort will now be required to rebuild communities in safer areas.
People will now relocate and resituate themselves up in the hills, up in the mountains. And that, of course, means building new churches to accommodate the relocation and the resettlement. Relocating people means perhaps the roads will have to be reconfigured, and the water pipes, electricity lines. So there'll be a sort of a reorientation of the infrastructure to accommodate the relocations.
The one important thing that Samoa has working in its favour at this time is its strong family and community networks.
At the local level, the government and the churches have been very strong in organizing relief efforts. The social fabric of the society is such that there will be lots of family connections all over the place, crisscrossing the islands and other islands, that people will readily accommodate each other in their times of need. And with the strong family networks overseas too, I think those lines will be busy to see where they can help out.